Hey, BillO'Reilly.com premium members, welcome to the No Spin News, Monday, April 20th, 2020. Fight for your freedom and for your health. Another kick butt show. Is that too blunt? Pen, paper, here we go. So it's money versus health. That's where we are in America and all over the world. Money, opening up the economies, versus health, the threat of the virus. Very, very difficult, extremely so. The truth is the American economy has to reopen and workers have to go back to work. Has to happen. And it has to happen within the next 3 weeks or so, by mid-May. The reason is people are running out of cash. If you don't have any cash, you can't buy food. If you can't buy food, civil unrest follows. That's what's happening. Now I'll give you the backup for it. So in the United States, most areas of the country are not under siege by the virus. New York, where I am right now, is half the cases. New York is a special circumstance. It cannot open up the way Wyoming can. North Dakota, Idaho, 29 states are opening up this week to some extent. New York cannot do that. Simply too many sick people here. Contagion is too dangerous here. New Orleans, Detroit, Chicago, Cook County, also in that category. Can't open it. Got to stagger the openings. But most Americans don't live in those places. Most Americans have to go back to work. In Los Angeles, 45% of the people who live in the city of LA are working. 55% are not. They can't sustain it. No matter how much relief package or unemployment or you can't sustain it. You got to go back to work. The problem is that the average savings for a worker is $3,000 in America. Now, if you have kids, a little bit more, but the average single worker, you got $3,000 in the bank. That's going to run out in 3 weeks, 4 weeks. If you're paying rent, mortgage. So we are not a country that saves for a rainy day. The rainy day is here. We didn't save. People are running out of money. In Germany, they opened it up today. Same thing. So you got 83 million people in Germany. All right, you got 328 million people here. 83 million people in Germany, none of them had any money. Because the government takes all the money away. Up to 70% taxation in Germany, 70, plus a 19% VAT tax, value-added tax. I told you this when I came back from Germany 10 months ago, I gave you a report. They don't have any money. Government gives you housing, you know, supplement on housing. They give you retirement. They give you health care. They give you education. They give you pre-K. They give you everything. In return, you give them all your money. But in the pandemic, what's the government going to do? They treat you when you get sick, but they locked it all down. So the people in Munich and Leipzig and Hamburg and Berlin, they got to buy food. Now, about 10% of Germans get food from the government, about the same here. But what about all the other people? So they have to go back to work. Have to. If you have a population that gets desperate and food is priority number one, they can't buy food, it's going to be violence. You're already seeing violence in Cape Town, South Africa. Yeah, I don't know what's going on down there. I'm going to check it out. But Merkel and Trump, no. Now, Merkel's out of there, okay? She doesn't have a future in politics. But Trump knows his reelection hinges on getting his country back to work. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
It's another morning, and you're all set for work. You grab your coffee, head out the door, and your car decides today's the day it won't start. Panic sets in. You're not just late, you're stranded. Get ahead of unexpected car repairs before they strike with CarShield. the most trusted vehicle protection company. For almost 20 years, CarShield has saved millions of drivers from repair nightmares with low monthly plans that cover up to 5,000 major parts and systems, like pricey transmission and engine repairs and check engine light mysteries. Visit CarShield today at carshield.com/Carlson. Plans include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, help with flats, lockouts, and rental car options. Save 20% and get a free quote by visiting CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Don't wait for the next surprise. Choose peace of mind with CarShield. Go to carshield.com/Carlson and save 20% today.
So yesterday I had a opportunity, as I wrote in the message of the day, to watch the White House presser on the virus on Sunday. So it lasted, I think, 7 hours and 45 minutes. I mean, it never ends. And unfortunately, the same questions are asked over and over and over and over and over and over. And Donald Trump says the same thing 15 times. So to me, I get it. The first, maybe two times. But I watched it because I wanted to see the whole dynamic. Not because I needed the information. I didn't. I had it. And one thing struck out, a CBS News correspondent, now she's not the A correspondent, it's a weekend, was really, really nasty. Roll the tape.
That you should have warned them the virus was spreading like wildfire through the month of February instead of holding rallies with thousands of people. Why did you wait so long to warn them?
Who you with?
And why did you not have social distancing until March 16th?
You should have? She's telling the president of the United States what he should have done instead of having rallies? That's not what a journalist does. I've interviewed five presidents. And I gave Barack Obama and George W. Bush and Donald Trump, all three of them, the toughest interviews they've ever gotten. Google them. They never had tougher interviews than what I did. But I wasn't disrespectful like that woman. Now, if CBS News had any standards, which it does not, they'd send her to a re-education camp. This is how you ask the question. It's not that the question was offensive. It wasn't. You can say, Mr. President, some believe that you were late in warning the nation about the pandemic and spent some time in February and March at rallies where people could have gotten the contagion. Do you have any thoughts on that? That's how you ask the question. Not you should have. I thought Trump was pretty restrained. If it had been me, I would have dressed her down. Back with the final thought after this.
Did you know every day is a perfect day for peace of mind? With American Home Shield Warranty, you are covered for unexpected breakdowns like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and replacements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Don't let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. For 20% off plans, visit ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer.
All right, so final thought of the day is everybody's getting hurt on the virus. There are literally hundreds of thousands of people needing food. Roll tape on this. We have food lines all over the place now in America. Because as I said at the top, you don't have any cash. So food banks, churches, people can't go to church, can't put money in the collection. All of these people need money. So if you are looking If you are looking to donate money, it doesn't have to be much. Think about it. There's a food bank in your area. There's a harvest thing on Long Island here. And, you know, your church, your pastor needs your help. Also, American Vets. So there's an organization, Code of Vets. And a lot of the vets, not a lot, but a good number, they come back from their military duty and they're lost. Many different reasons. And they're, you know, serve their country, but they can't adjust back to civilian life. So Code of Vets helps them. And they need help in a pandemic. So just go to, very simple, at Code, C-O-D-E, of Vets. That's their Twitter, at Code of Vets. And help them out if you can, right? The more generous you are in hard times, the more it will come back to you. You don't do it that for that reason, but that's karma, and it's true. We'll see you tomorrow.